Okay, so we're sitting here in the garden of the retreat centre, speaking with John Smith here from Trocra, who and Trocra have been involved with helping out Funarte and one of the groups behind setting up this link in the first place. John, could you tell us a little bit about how you found the exhibition so far?
Okay, thanks, Duncan. The exhibition has been absolutely fantastic. I suppose the first thing I was struck by was just the amount of young people around working together. And the first place I went was to the mural at the back of the centre here in the retreat centre in Ennismore, and the mural is absolutely amazing. They've turned what was a dull wall into just something that's full of colour and representing the dreams of these young people from Nicaragua, Colombia, and Ireland. It's amazing, you know. It's a fantastic achievement.
And in terms then of could you speak a little bit about how Trocra were involved, or the kind of why Trocra gets involved with projects like this, what it hopes to achieve by getting involved, and how this one is getting on so far compared to other ones?
Okay, so like Trocra works in over 60 countries around the world on human rights and justice issues, and we're also hugely committed to working at home in Ireland. You know, we work in development education. We've always been committed to it since 1973 when we were founded. So a project like this here and the Muralismo and the link that Mayfield have made with Nicaragua and Colombia is something that's very close to Trocra's hearts. We take a lot of pride in funding projects because it's through young people challenging the way the world is, and through themes like the Millennium Development Goals, and in particular in this project through the theme of dreams, because they're not just taken for granted that young people know about the Millennium Development Goals, and they're giving young people an opportunity to define for themselves what way they want to see the world. And in the wake of the G8 and, you know, all the media around Live 8 and so on, seeing something like this where young people get directly involved in question the way the world is fantastic, you know, and so it's something Trocra would really support.
Yeah, and in terms of I'm not sure if you've seen the piece out in the street yet, but in terms of like the you know, exploring the dreams here in the retreat centre has been brilliant, and a brilliant few weeks I think have been had. But then the next stage, going onto the street yesterday and setting up the tent on the street and setting up that art piece about trying to get people from the streets to share their dreams with the world, like it's taken the next level. There's some people found it was quite difficult because people in the streets were, I think they weren't really ready to share their dreams, or they found it hard. Maybe the young people doing that on the street is the first step to try to encourage more of society to explore the dreams and to try to actually work towards making a dream a reality.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way of looking at it. I suppose, like, I'm heading down to the street to Cork City this afternoon now to have a look at the marquee down there and the exhibition in Cork, and I'm really excited about it. I suppose, like, what I think is unique about this project in particular is the emphasis on dreams and young people, and I could appreciate and understand how young people might be a little bit, maybe for want of a better word, off-put when they're asked about what their dreams are, because so much of the way the world is today, we tell people how to think as such, and even the Millennium Development Goals, you know, when we ask people about them, they're hugely important, but these goals, the UN came up with these goals and all the countries of the world, but what's unique about this project is we're asking young people what are their dreams, and do they compare with the Millennium Development Goals, and if so, well and good, you know. Goal 1, eradicating extreme poverty and hunger. Goal 2, tackling education. And if these are important to young people, well and good, but what's unique is that we're asking young people what are their dreams, and maybe they see the world differently to how the UN leaders and the leaders of the world see the world.
And then from the, like, looking at the I suppose how the piece goes in the city, like it's the young people are exploring their dreams, and they've actually been the best ones to share their dreams on the piece inside, but it's the older people who I think have even more of a difficulty, because they're sort of, you know, it seems like, oh, that's a very personal thing, or maybe some find it too much challenge to try to come up and say, well, this is my dream at the moment, you know. So I'm just wondering, do you think it's easier for the kids, or do you think that the kids can actually inspire more of society just by the very fact that they're out there and they're doing it. They're exploring their dreams and they're throwing them out to the world and they're doing something about it. So,
yeah, well, I suppose two things strike me about that. One is just the fact that it's young people involved. I mean, that's the young people are the next generation. They're the next leaders of the world. So these are the people who are going to change the world we live in. And secondly, what's really exciting for me is the fact that the medium for this is art, you know? I mean, the media today has such a powerful influence over the way the world thinks, and I suppose in particular the way adults think and the way adults see the world. But what's happening with this project now is young people are saying the way they want to see the world, and they're doing it through art. And art is such a powerful medium, you know? You see the exhibition up here, and you see the different formats, and it's really exciting, and it challenges people, and I think that's probably the key word. It does challenge people, and young people are challenging maybe the adults of this generation to look at the world differently, or to challenge their own perceptions of the way they see the world.
I suppose like challenging doesn't have to be seen in a negative sense. It can be just kind of giving a little bit of a shake to the way that the way the world is so set, or the way certain groups are so set, to maybe kind of say, look, you know, just remember you're alive and it's beautiful.
Absolutely, you know, challenging doesn't have, you know, it doesn't have to have a negative context. And I think that's the key part here, that you know, young people are that little bit freer than adults. You know, adults, you know, get into their lifestyles and you know, and the status quo to a certain degree, you know, that older people can be happy with the status quo, but young people keep challenging themselves, and through this exhibition and through the arts, they have found a unique way of looking at the Millennium Development Goals and questioning them, and I think that has to be a good thing, you know, and it's something that we in Ireland and the partners here now in Nicaragua and Colombia should be very proud of.
And then in terms of like taking this, I suppose it's just one of the many small little local projects that are happening all over the world. Mm-hmm. But now the other aspect of it, trying to get this postcard of the dreams and sending that out to Venice, to the Biennale, in terms of trying to, you know, throw it out to the world there and saying, this is just one little thing that's come from one part of the world, where a few people from different parts of the world have come together to do something magic. But like, I suppose the question I'm going to ask is, what impact can this have? You know, will it have an impact, or is it, you know, is it just by loads and loads of small little things like this happening that's really the impact? It's just trying to set up many small things.
Well, I think, you know, the metaphor of the ripple, throw a stone into a pond and the ripple, I mean, that's a really true and powerful metaphor. And I think all you have to do is just look back to the G8 summit, and I think it's an interesting point to make that Bob Geldof and the likes got a lot of publicity about the concert that they you know, set up in Hyde Park and so on, but there was 250,000 people in Edinburgh that was completely independent of these concerts, that, you know, campaigners had been struggling on the ground, campaigners in Troker and other NGOs around Ireland had been struggling for the last, you know, 2 years to get people motivated and to get people mobilised to go to Edinburgh. And what started with maybe a few people sitting around the table having a meeting developed into 250,000 people forming a ring around the city of Edinburgh to ask the leaders of the world, in particular the G8 leaders, that, you know, we want to change things. We don't want to live in a world where extreme poverty and hunger still exist. So to answer your question, this is where it all starts. It starts with young people sitting around asking, you know, what way do they see the world? Do they want to challenge the way they see the world and the way their communities see the world? And so, you know, again, I go back to the metaphor, you know, throw a stone into a pond and the ripples keep flowing. Like, so these things do make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose, like, personally, I just found it amazing, and I think it is a beautiful project, and I think that you can't help but see the fact that it has made a difference, because you talk to any of the kids, be they the Nicaraguans, Colombians or Irish, and they're all just hugely positive about this. They're all just, I think, blown away by it. So it really has been a lovely experience, and just to see the kind of friendship that's grown from it as well. Like, so, but from this, like, how do you see this project developing? Do you think that this art encounter will keep on growing, or, you know, will the Mayfield kids get a chance to visit Nicaragua, or what can be the future for this?
I think you just touched on it there. You know, I mean, it would be fantastic for the young people in Ireland to get an opportunity to also travel over to Nicaragua or maybe Colombia or wherever, you know. But I think there's a huge future in this project. I mean, I know Jessica, the coordinator in the Mayfield Arts Centre, and this is a project that's very close to Jessica's heart. And, you know, this, like any other project, starts with an idea, and look at it now, look where it is. You know, we're up here in Ennismore in the north side of Cork, and we're going to head down to the city this afternoon, and it's fantastic, you know. And there's going to be young people all around Cork City, a vibrant city, walking in and out, looking at the exhibitions, and these things make a difference. So this is just going to go from strength to strength. You look around, you see young people enjoying themselves, and as you mentioned, the relationships people have formed, and all through the process of questioning the world, looking at their dreams, looking at the Millennium Development Goals. So absolutely, this project has a very, very strong and a big future.
Excellent. Okay, well, listen, thanks very much, and thanks very much to Trokra for helping make this happen in the first place. So,
okay, pleasure. Thanks very much, Duncan.